Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild Players. The Lady Astor Screen Guild play tonight, Biography of a Bachelor Girl. The starring players...
This is Joseph Cotton.
This is Louise Allbritton.
And this is Harry Von Zell.
Tonight, Lady Astor presents the Screen Guild players in the gay, sophisticated Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer comedy, Biography of a Bachelor Girl. It stars Louise Allbritton as Marion, Joseph Cotton as Kurt, and Harry Von Zell as Senator Nolan. The Lady Astor Screen Guild players in Biography of a Bachelor Girl. Marion Forsythe is a clever artist, but the tabloids hardly ever mention that. You see, she's also very pretty, and the great men of two continents have not only sat for her, they've fallen right on their famous faces. Yes, there have been lots of men in Marion's life, and now, just back from a long stay abroad, she seems to be getting involved with another.
Miss Forsythe, my name is Kurt, Richard Kurt. I sent you a radiogram on the boat.
Oh, yeah, yes, indeed. Well, I really meant to answer it, but you see,
did answer it. That's why I'm here.
Oh, of course. Well, you must see Mr., let me see.
Kurt. Richard Kurt, with a K.
Well, naturally.
Your cable said I could see you alone.
It did? Are you sure?
I know every word. You sent it collect. It said, my apartment, Thursday afternoon, alone.
Well, here we are, alone.
Marion, it's me.
Oh, well, Fady, come in.
Liebchen.
Oh, Fady, darling.
Sure is great to be alone, wasn't it?
But Fady's one of my very best friends. I haven't seen him since
Vienna.
Well, how did you know?
Bohemians. They've always never seen each other since Vienna. I hate Bohemians.
My friend, your technique is wasted on me.
Technique? What technique?
When I was young, I was rude, too. But then I grew up. I became successful.
When I'm successful, I'll be murderous.
My, you're a violent young man, aren't you?
It'd be worse if we don't get out of business pretty soon, alone.
Oh, yes, of course, I cabled you, didn't I? Fady, darling, do you mind?
Not at all, Liebchen. I will wait outside.
Now then, won't you sit down, Mr.,
The name is Kurt, and I prefer to stand.
Well, very well. As you choose. And
furthermore, I resent your tolerance.
Is that a crime?
Decidedly. It breeds weakness, incompetence, and all kinds of knavery.
Oh, you're a most fanatical young man.
I'm not a young man. I'm over 25.
Oh, beg pardon, old man.
Miss Forsythe, I'm the editor of Every Week magazine. I want to run your biography as a serial.
My biography?
Yes, the story of your life.
I know what biography means.
We've got 3 million readers. They'll eat it up. The celebrity of your subjects, your... friendships with them.
You're a very brutal young man. I rather like you.
Thanks. Now, what I want is...
I know, the woman who dared sort of thing. The last of the great adventuresses.
Yeah, something like that.
But I'm not a writer, you see. I'm a painter. And I'm not exactly 80 yet. Why should I write a biography?
Why not? While you're still young, vital, in the thick of life.
No, thanks. I'm too busy living to write about it.
Then think of the money. $2,000 in advance.
Listen, young man, it's true that things are difficult with me. Artists have been hard hit these last few years, but interest in art is reviving now, and I have every reason to
believe... Marion! Liebchen!
Yes, Fady?
Liebchen, a man has come to see you from the New York Times.
The Times? Oh, they want an interview. That proves what I said. Come in, sir. Come right in.
Thank you, madam. You are Miss Forsythe.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Then I bring you greetings from the city of New York.
Greetings? I don't understand.
Summons, lady. You owe $3,500 for an ermine bed cover. That is all. Good afternoon.
Oh, well, I never thought...
that... I did. In case that big art revival collapses, just give me a ring. I'm in the book. The name is...
I know. Kurt, with a K.
Mademoiselle said to tell you, she is soon finished dressing. If monsieur will please sit down and wait.
Okay, since I'm here, I might as well...
Not in this chair. This is going out.
What?
Sorry, mister. Sheriff's orders.
There is the couch, monsieur. I must go and help mademoiselle.
Fine thing. Nowhere to sit. People running all over the place.
I beg your pardon.
Hmm?
I noticed the sheriff's attachment on the door. Are you the deputy?
No, just an innocent bystander.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I, sir, am Leander Nolan.
My name's Kurt, Richard Kurt. You a friend of Mrs. Forsythe's?
Yes. We were very close years ago.
You were? How close?
Well, of course, I haven't seen her in many years. Ah, she was pretty as a spotted pup that last year in Knoxville.
Knoxville? You must have been in at the very start of her career.
Oh, she hadn't even begun painting then.
I wasn't thinking of painting.
My dear young man, are you suggesting...
I never suggest. I come right out and say it.
A gentleman, sir, would never imply...
Whoever said I was a gentleman?
You talk like a communist.
You talk like a senator.
Oh, Mr. Kurt. There you are. How nice to see you, Mr. Kurt. Am I late?
You call me to ask for an appointment. As a special favor, I make it here instead of at my office for 5 o'clock, and it's now 5:30, and then you come in here and ask if you're late.
Go ahead. Slap me.
Marion, shall I throw this ruffian out?
Oh, hello, darling. I'm so glad you came. Do I know you?
Marion, of course you do.
Oh, now wait. Wait, don't tell me. I'll remember.
Any bets?
You stay out of this.
I know. The American Embassy dinner in Rome. The 4th of July, you sat on my right.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Well, you sat somewhere. Where did you sit?
Where does he always?
Marion, dear, think of home, of Tennessee... Little Mary Forsythe, the time...
Oh,
we...
No, it couldn't be. It just... Oh, Bunny, darling.
Marion, please. if you could ask this gentleman to wait.
Oh, Mr. Kerr, do you mind?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. But since it's business, okay, I'll wait.
Now then, Bunny, sit here by me.
Not there, lady. I gotta take that couch.
Oh, I'm afraid not. It's exempt. This couch is my bed.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm finished then.
Sorry to trouble you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Nice pair of shoulders.
Marion.
Well, he has.
Marion, it was fate that brought me here today. Just in time. Now, if you'll tell me how much you need...
Oh, you're very sweet, Bunny, but I couldn't.
Why not? I'm a rich man now.
Oh, Bunny, how thrilling. Oh, but I should have guessed it. Why, you look so prosperous. Like a senator or something.
Oh, you really think so?
Well, of course I do. Why?
Well, in a few months I may be one.
A senator?
United States Senator from Tennessee.
Well, do you want to be a senator or can't you help it?
Marion.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was joking. Oh, just think, a senator, and you may go even higher.
Oh, I never let myself think of that.
I know what I'll do. I'll paint you, Bunny. Toga, scepter, tribune of the people.
Say, I'd like that. I've never been done in oils.
The living image of success. A white piping on vest, multiple control, vertical corporations. Bunny, are you vertical or horizontal?
Oh. Well, I'm both.
Oh, I'll really go the limit, Bunny. You'll be a symbol of dignity, solid man, a slogan in a frock coat, a very handsome slogan.
Well, that will be nice. Of course, I'll pay you. I'll pay you well.
Bunny, you're so sweet.
No, Marion, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just a rush of feeling.
Yes, but naturally, with the election coming up, I couldn't afford to... Well, you understand that this commission...
Oh, of course. Strictly business. I promise I won't kiss you again.
You see, I'm being backed by a very influential man. Orrin Kinnicott, the big publisher.
Not the man who publishes that magazine.
Yes. The Body Beautiful. You must have seen his picture.
With the chest expansion? The man with the biceps?
That's right. He thinks I have a future. I'm going to marry his daughter.
Oh, Bunny, how nice. But then why did
Marion, I came here today because you've been on my conscience. You'll never know how I've been tortured.
Darling, that's not much of a compliment.
No, now, don't joke, my dear. Why, when I think that if I'd married you, I could have saved you...
From what?
Every time I read about you, all the notoriety, your...
Oh, that. Bunny, dear, you mustn't fret. All that happened so long ago.
You're saying that to salve my conscience. But I won't have it. I know my guilt, and I'm going to bear it.
But, Bunny, darling...
And I do wish you wouldn't call me that.
You mean darling?
Bunny. After all, I do have a name.
Oh, do you? I'm afraid I've forgotten. Leah, you mean a name like that just happens?
Now, really, Marion, you can't...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was joking, Bunny. Please sit down. I'll tell Colette to bring in some tea.
But I...
Now, really, relax, Bunny. You know, you may not believe this, Leander, but I have a feeling you're perfectly safe.
Two of you sitting here swilling tea and me waiting out there in the kitchen. I can tell you I was just about ready to leave.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Kurt. We had so much to talk about.
So little to say, pompous old windbag.
Oh, really? You should be nicer to Bunny. He's very important. You know, he's the next senator from Tennessee.
Senator him? So that's what's the matter with the country.
Oh, you're wrong about Bunny. He's very sweet. To think that after all these years... You know, he made me stop and think... A little. Now, what have I done with my life? Nothing at all. My future's obscure, uncertain, alone.
Will you please have your jitters after I leave?
Jitters? I never have jitters. Here, help me pull this couch up to the fire.
Oh.
Oh, that's it. Now we needn't look at the empty room. Oh, my. A fire, a couch, and a handsome young man. Who needs more?
I do. I need some food.
I have been thoughtless. Forgive me, there's some tea and cake on the floor there. Help yourself.
Thanks, sir. No lunch, as a matter of fact.
That's what's the matter with you. Hungry, hungry boy.
Now, let's stick to business. I'm going to do that biography?
Well, I'd like to. But I'm scared. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, you were born, weren't you? Begin with that. We'll announce it next month. First installment the following month, okay?
Oh, dear, I'm afraid it'll worry me to death.
What?
Well, writing all that, making up all those things.
You don't have to make up anything. Just tell them all the things that happened to you.
All of them?
All of them.
Oh, well, you see, what's your name?
I've told you, my name is...
I know, with a K, but I can't call you Kurt. What's your name?
Richard.
Oh, that's better. Dickie, when I... Dickie, when I think of the funny men in my life. You know, Dickie, they're all pretty much brothers under the skin.
Well, that, as they say in the office, is an angle.
Of course, there was that count in Madrid. Oh, and one year in Rio, and then the prime minister. Oh, you know, Dickie, I think it'll be marvelous. A knockout. And imagine I'm going to be paid for it. Dickie, I think you're an absolute angel.
That's me, Angel Kurt.
But you are. Why, you've walked right in and changed my whole life. And frankly, I don't know anyone I'd rather.
Look, it's getting late. I've got to run.
Oh, do you have to?
I think I'd better.
Well, but you can't go away and leave me like this, alone with my life.
Might do you some good. Get a good straight look at your life without any admiring males around.
Oh, Dickie, you couldn't possibly mean.
I don't know what I mean. I'll bet that cake was spiked.
Silly. Look, I'll start the first chapter right away. Come in tomorrow and I'll show it to you.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm a busy man.
Nonsense. You're an editor. Come in and edit.
Well, I...
Oh, you must, Dickie. I'll be expecting you.
Same time?
Let's say 5:00.
Afternoon?
Well, naturally.
Oh, of course. Of course. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
See you tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the dishes on the floor. Well, see you tomorrow afternoon. Goodbye.
Oh, mademoiselle, is something wrong? I hear a noise.
Oh, just the dishes, Colette. They fell to the floor.
But they were on the floor.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Details. And besides, I'm busy. Let me see now. I am born...
Eh?
I am born. I meet Richard Kurt.
What you say, mademoiselle?
I said I am born. I meet Richard Kurt. That's the outline, Colette. Now all I have to do is fill in the rest.
Mm-hmm.
second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Isn't it wonderful the speed with which things are done today? Why, you can go from Hollywood to New York in a few hours and even fly to England in a day. Speed. It's the keynote of the age in which we live. Nobody wants to go slowly. Nobody wants to wait a long time for results. And that's exactly why so many millions of women today use Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. It's the swift, modern way to a more beautiful skin. No waiting for results. No waiting for 30 days. Or even 30 minutes. With Lady Esther face cream, you see results in 30 seconds. Think of it. Half a minute for results you can see and feel. Half a minute for a really exciting improvement in your skin. Here's how I've proved it to thousands of women, and here's how I'll prove it to you. Just smooth Lady Esther face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that cheek with the other. See the radiant difference. Feel the difference with your fingertips. This 30-second patch test will show you how thoroughly Lady Esther face cream cleans your skin, how delicately it softens your skin, how it helps nature refine the pores, and how it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. Now remember, I don't ask you to take my word for a single thing. All I ask is the opportunity to prove what I say. So make the 30-second patch test and see for yourself how swiftly Lady Esther face cream gives new beauty to your skin.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Biography of a Bachelor Girl, starring Harry Von Zell, Louise Allbritton, and Joseph Cotton. Well, Kurt is pretty close to Marion now, for professional reasons, naturally. And they've got her biography well underway. In fact, Kurt has just announced it to his 3 million readers with immediate and explosive results.
Marion, you can't do this to me. You can't. You've got to leave me out of it.
But, Bunny, Mr. Kurt says you're so important.
Don't you understand? It means my career. Why, if I'm involved in any gossip now, I'll lose the election. And my fiancé, too.
Oh, I see. They're interlocking.
Marion, please. For the sake of my constituents.
Well, Bunny, I haven't a thing to say. I've already accepted $2,000. But anyway, I'll speak to Mr. Kurt.
And she does. Or rather, she tries to speak to him, but...
Not on your life. Why should we leave out that old windbag? You're a bunny. It's an epitome of the brainless muddle of contemporary life, of all the self-seeking second-raters who rise to power. It's a beautiful chance to test our press, our Senate, our whole political morality. And I'm going to do him in.
Dickie, you sound so vindictive.
Baby, I am vindictive.
But Bunny's so helpless.
Helpless, my eye. Men like him are... Wait a minute.
What's the matter, Dickie?
That guy knows he can't get to me, but what's to keep him from working on you? Look, we'll have to go away, you and I.
Oh, and my maid, of course. It wouldn't be right,
okay,
you know.
Okay. Someplace he won't be able to find us, where we can finish this thing.
Oh, it sounds exciting. Europe, Africa, the Orient...
Suppose you try on Moose Lake, Maine for size.
Moose Lake, Maine.
I've got a cabin up there. Now, look, you go get packed. I'll get and pick up the tickets.
Three tickets, Dickie?
Well, of course, three tickets. And you needn't get so darn suspicious. I told you, we're going up there to work.
Dickie.
Huh?
Dickie, how long have we been up here?
I don't know. A week, 10 days. I haven't bothered counting.
You know, you might stop typing when you talk to me.
Oh, sorry.
It's been fun, hasn't it? Working together?
I guess so, in a way.
You do like being with me, don't you? Dickie, why don't you admit it? Please, please don't hide behind the typewriter. It's funny. You freeze up so whenever I try to find out anything about you. And I'd like to find out.
Why?
Because I'm curious. And because, in an odd way, I've become very fond of you.
Well, there's nothing to know. My life is very dull. It lacks completely what you'd call glamour.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that's true of anybody's life.
It's easy enough for someone like you to make romantic generalizations. It's very pleasant for you to believe them, okay? I won't disillusion you.
Tell me something. Why do you disapprove of me?
You're superficial and irresponsible. You take life, which is a tragic thing, as though it were a bedroom farce. Besides...
Go on.
Well, I've always had to make my own way. And I resent parasites, that's all.
I see. And your life, Dickie. What about that?
I told you I haven't had any.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You needn't be. I do all right.
Well, how old are you, Dickie? Whom do you live with? Are you in love?
No.
That's too bad. Where are your parents?
They're dead.
Long?
My mother is. I just barely remember her.
And your father? Do you remember your father, Dickie?
Yes. I remember him all right.
What did he do?
He was a coal miner.
Tell me about him. Please, please, I'd like to know.
He was a good man, gentle and kind. When I was 14, he died. There was too much coal dust in his lungs. There wasn't any room left for air, and so he died.
I'm sorry, Dickie.
Oh, it's trivial. People exaggerate the importance of life. One has to die. The point is to have fun while you're alive, isn't it? Well, you've managed. I congratulate you.
Oh, Dickie, darling, why are you so bitter against me? Why against me?
You want to know that, too? It's because...
Dickie.
Well, you wanted the truth, you ass.
Oh, hush, darling. Don't say any more. Not now.
Marion.
Dickie. Dickie, why have you been so afraid to love me?
Come in. Dump that stuff and come in here and give me a kiss, honey.
I beg your pardon.
Well, what are you doing up here, Nolan? How'd you find out where...
That's beside the point. I came to see Mary.
What for? Put the pressure on? Sure. You'll spill a lot of crocodile tears, and if that doesn't work, you'll start to shout and you'll threaten to take her into court. No soap, Bunny. That routine is too old.
Now, young man, I've had enough of your insolence. I'm going to teach you a lesson you'll never forget.
Now, wait a minute, Leander. Act your age.
Age has nothing to do with this. I warn you, I'm an expert at jiu-jitsu, and I'm going to... You... Well, I must have jitted when I should have sued.
Dickie! Dickie, I've got a grand idea for the... Bunny! Darling, what are you doing on the floor?
We were just having a little discussion about jiu-jitsu.
Bunny, what do you know about jiu-jitsu?
I took my future father-in-law's correspondence course. I read every word, and all I can say is he's a liar.
Well, darling, get up. Here, let me help you.
Thank you, Marion. Marion, I've come a long way to see you. I'd like to talk to you alone.
Oh, of course. Dickie,
you... Nah, don't say it. I know what's coming, and I still don't like it, but I'll wait in my room. Yes? Oh, hello, baby. Has he gone?
Yes. Yes, he's gone. Poor Bunny.
What do you mean? Oh, so he really went to work on you, huh? Every dirty trick he knows. Well, everything in that biography is true, and he has it coming to him. He...
Dickie, we didn't discuss the biography.
You didn't? What then?
Bunny asked me to marry him.
Marry him?
Yes. I've had a number of honest proposals in my life. Really, I have.
So he asked you to marry him, the double-crossing... Well, what'd you tell him?
That I was in love with you.
I see. Now, look here, Marion. You can't let that pompous ass put you off the track. You're going to do exactly as I say.
Dickie.
You're not only going through with the biography, but you're going to put the whole truth in it.
What truth?
Nolan, that emblem of purity, double-crossing his fiancée and her muscle-bound father and making undercover love to you. Why, you can get enough into that to make Nolan sick for the rest of his life.
But, Dickie, I wouldn't know how to write a thing like that.
That's okay. I'll do it for you.
All right. All right, go ahead. Be as vicious and smug and intolerant as you like. Don't count the cost to me or anybody else.
Marion.
I give you full rights to the biography. It all belongs to you. I don't want any part of it or of you either. Now I think I'll go pack my things. I'm going back to town.
Marion, wait! Marion.
Yes?
Now listen. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it would be hitting in the clinches.
Yes.
And maybe we should forget the whole thing. I'd charge the $2,000 off some way.
And?
I hate to see you go like this.
Is that all?
What else?
You're very stubborn, Dickie. And it may come as something of a shock to you, but I'm stubborn, too. Unless you're honest with me for once. Unless you tell me straight out that you love me.
But I do.
Then just this once you could say something. Something I'd always remember. Something even a little flowery. That I'd enjoy repeating when I'm a grandmother.
Look, Marion, I'm not that kind of a guy. I wouldn't know how to make those pretty speeches. But I love you more than I believed it possible for any man to love a woman. My life has been so empty and lonely. With you, it'll be rich. Rich. And, even if I can't make flowery speeches...
Oh, Dickie, I think you're doing fine.
Marion, darling.
Thank you, Joseph Cotton, Harry Von Zell, and Louise Albritton for a delightful performance. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
How would you like to change to a shade of face powder that does dramatic, unexpected things for your entire appearance? A shade of powder that gives life and color to your face, sparkle to your eyes, new beauty to your lips. Yes, and that even makes your features look smaller and daintier. Lady Esther Bridal Pink does all these things and more. It has certain elusive qualities you won't find in any other powder shade. And it doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde, auburn, brown, or black. Bridal Pink is intensely flattering to practically every skin it touches. You see, Lady Esther face powder is so highly pulverized that it spreads like a delicate film on your skin. The instant you apply it, tiny lines and blemishes vanish, completely covered. Your skin appears softer and more youthful. So many women write and tell me they love the way Lady Esther face powder clings, hour after hour, and the way it always stays fresh and lovely as though just applied. Why don't you decide right now to make a radiant transformation in your appearance? All you need is a jar of Lady Esther four-purpose face cream, a box of Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder, and you're ready to present a new face to the world.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Vivacious Lady. It will star Carol Landis and Jimmy Stewart. Be sure to listen. Louise Albritton appears through the courtesy of Universal Pictures, producers of Frontier Gal. Joseph Cotton appeared through the courtesy of David O. Selznick and will soon be seen in the Technicolor Western, Duel in the Sun. Harry Von Zell will soon be seen in the RKO production, Till the End of Time. Our play tonight was the radio version of the motion picture, Biography of a Bachelor Girl, which was freely adapted from the play, Biography, by S.N. Berman. It was presented tonight through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical Yolanda and the Thief. You save enough on the largest sized jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night all. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.